49-year-old Sophia Simon is a businesswoman selling clothes in Juba. She says she has faced challenges interacting with people when she first opened her business because of the language barrier. She says learning to speak Arabic has paid off.
I have customers who come to my shop to buy clothes, and they speak to me in Arabic. The Arabic is hard. One customer asked me the price of the clothes. It was hard to tell the amount in Arabic, and this makes me sometimes get lost because I do not know the language. Speaking Arabic is another problem, and it is okay to learn it, but sometimes it is hard. I just want to thank
Sometimes they give.
36-year-old Felix Nagasala is an insecticide vendor in the Nyakuron West residential area. He says learning Kolijo Arabic has helped his business.
I'm doing business selling insecticide. I use Arabic while talking to my customers, and it is helping because many people do not understand English and other foreign languages. They only know Arabic and their local languages. If you know Arabic and want to sell something, they will buy because you understand one another.
Akelo Fatia, a mother of two, lived in Juba for 10 years, operating a small bar along Customs Market. She says learning Arabic helped her business while paying for expenses to raise her two children and meet other family demands.
When I came here, my Arabic was very little, but as time went on, I started learning it well, and now I can speak with my customers, and they understand me very well. In fact, my business is going on well, and it is helping me raise my children who are studying in Uganda. Whenever I make money, I send it to them.
Akela says foreigners planning to invest in South Sudan must learn the language of traders spoken in the country.
When you come here as a foreigner, you must learn to speak Arabic, as everyone speaks it. The little you know, you must speak, and you continue to learn until you become perfect. So it's very important.
Nationals from Uganda, Kenya, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Ethiopia, Eritrea, Somalia, and Rwanda have all moved to South Sudan looking for work. Many Eritreans and Ethiopians invested in the water and hotel industries, while many Somalis have supplied building materials. Ugandans, Congolese, Rwandans, and Egyptians are business people selling everything from cooking utensils and other household items to mosquito nets. For VOA News, I am Ibasi Patricia Tops reporting from Juba.